Thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity to be with you today and to share some of the views on and our experiences on the ensuring digital transformation. There are many factors that play a role ensuring that digital transformation is inclusive and in the case be harassed for sustainable development, and some of them depends on the private sectors, others on the civil society, others still on technical communities. But since I'm a public servant, I would like to focus my intervention on the role of states. It is Poland's strong belief that the good governance is a key for success and inclusive digital transformation. And this implies cooperation with different stakeholders, including, of course, the citizens within the country, but also a cooperation at the international level. Within the country, we should determine the desired final result of policy implementation, whether we intend to improve the digital education, remote work, e-health, or e-services. It should be done in the transparent and consultative manner. Ensuring the inclusive access to public services by digital means it's key. This is our strong belief. But the inclusivity is not only about the infrastructure, but also about the education or digital literacy. And in this context, we are proud of the quality of digital education in Poland, providing access to the internet to all primary and secondary schools within National Education Network was a first and crucial step we took. For people to notice the change, digitalization should be done complementarily. Internet access ought to be followed by e-services and platforms dedicated to education, e-health, or access to the culture. Another crucial point I would like to make is to ensure its importance to ensure the cyber resilience and cyber security. We believe that the ICT's infrastructure is as resilient as the digital means it serves. It is a precondition to ensure a success of any digital policies. In this sense, cybersecurity and digital development are strictly linked. By the way, this year Poland secured the top spot in the National Cybersecurity Index, and we are eager to share our experiences with countries that may be interested in this regard. At the international level, strengthening of the cyber resilience and cybersecurity should be achieved by supporting the developing of the strategic infrastructure, interconnectors, and digital networks and services among states. Clearly, the international cooperation is needed, hence because no state can face the cyber threat alone. What is the key to accelerate the digital transformation is also the investment both in the infrastructure and the people. This is why one of the pillars of the 3Cs initiative, the program grouping 13 Central European countries launched by Poland and Croatia in 2015, was the digital one. Two others were transport and energy. The aim of this pillar is to accelerate the development of the digital economy in the region. Even though our region possesses a highly educated workforce, the investment has been lagging. According to the assessment of the 3Cs initiative investment fund, the region's needs around 122 billion euro to meet the needs in the digital development. Yet there has been a lot of good work, and in the coming years we should see more bilateral and regional projects, especially with regard to implementation of the 5G corridors that are of essence for the future digital transformation in the region. Finally, there will be no sustainable development without addressing the problem of digital divide, or rather digital divides, because there are many of them. and they run not only between countries, but also within them. This requires a great deal of cooperation, including by sharing of knowledge and good practices. And we recognize this forum as a good input and good start for and good step in right direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing the experience of Poland and the great examples of inclusive digital development that you have just shared with us. With this, let me kindly pass the floor to Mr. Nino De Vicente Mengaro, the chairman of the International Coordination Group on PRTRs, responsible on technical assistance for the management of the PRTR Hispania Register.